Welcome to the Fern Podcast, As the Season Turns. I'm Leah Lainderts, and I'm delighted to introduce this found sound for April, created by musician and sound artist Alice Boyd. Found sounds are a new addition to As the Season Turns for 2024. Brief, meditative episodes for listeners who wish to feel that little bit more immersed in the natural world as we move through the year, grounding ourselves in nature and the rhythms our ancestors have always followed. This month's episode is the second part of an exploration into foraging. In this episode, Alice meets wild foods expert Miles Irving to forage for common hogweed, a member of the carrot family native to the UK. Please note that common hogweed should only be eaten cooked, and those with celery allergies should avoid it. Common hogweed's lookalikes include the invasive giant hogweed, which grows to much greater heights and should not be handled or eaten. If you plan to forage at home, always be 100% sure with your identification and that it is edible. This episode will last approximately 10 minutes. You may wish to pause the podcast here for a moment while you find somewhere warm and quiet to close your eyes, sit back, and settle down into this month's found sound.
Miles, can you describe where we are right now?
So we're in Garlands Green, which is more a hamlet than a village. It's just a handful of houses here. It's in East Kent, 4 miles from Canterbury. And we're standing on the other side of a stile on the edge of a field. And then on the edge of the fields, there's a woodland. We've got skylarks in the background there, chiff chaff over there, the chiff 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 chiff, that's the chiff chaff. And the loud singing is a blackbird.
Yes.
There's jackdaws in the background. Good job, good job. You'd normally hear buzzards if it was a bit clearer, but I think they're sulking in a tree somewhere nearby. We've crossed the field and just climbed over the stile into the woods. We're looking at a carpet of a combination of bluebells, which are just out. Just the last few days they've opened up. And the tail end of the wood anemones. So for now, we've got both. So we've got this beautiful blue and slightly pinkish white of the wood anemones, which have been kind of dominating the scene for a while. They're very, very lovely. This is Towser.
Hello.
I think you might have captured the sound of his ears flapping a moment ago.
ask, can you tell me what you're picking right now?
I am picking hogweed, which is probably my favourite wild vegetable. I eat it a lot and in lots of different ways. It's super abundant and it, you know, it grows in hedge banks, by the side of paths, and yet it's neglected, overlooked, spurned, you know. I don't understand. Why don't people eat this delicious vegetable? Everyone I've fed it to loves it. What we're looking at basically is like a big, slightly hairy version of celery with a purple stalk. And we chop those stalks like you would celery. You could put it in a salad like you would celery. You could put it as a base for soups and casseroles like you would celery. But I just like to do it fried in hot oil and stirred around until it gets a little bit brown and crispy. And then you serve that up either as a side veg, but also as a snack. If you leave it out, it just disappears because people, once they've tasted it, they come back for more. But because we've worked up a bit of an appetite wandering around and talking a lot, I'm going to do us an egg each. So we're going to have fried crispy hogweed and egg. Right, here it goes.
Lovely, so we've got the stove going, a nice camping stove.
Yep, and then, right now, let's get chopping.
So you've got the hogweed in the pan.
Hogweed and coconut oil. Sound of salt. This is a foraged tea. It's a plant called Rose Bay Willow Herb. But it turns out there's an ancient tradition of as a Japanese tea.
So it kind of has a bit of a smoky taste to it. Something kind of tanniny, maybe?
Definitely tannins in there. I mean, I think it does taste quite like tea.
Yeah.
With its own kind of subtlety and nuance. I mean, I normally drink this with oat milk, I must confess.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice with oat milk. And even with a bit of ginger Ooh. And oat milk, it starts being a bit chai-ish. Right, I think we're ready to go.
Perfect. All right. Let's try some of this hogweed. Yeah, that's really delicious. It's got a nice crunch.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of something, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Tastes almost a bit like a cake.
Well, do you know what? I do use this... made hogweed crumble before.
Oh, really?
Just because it's kind of red and stalky, thought we'd give it a go, and it worked. But I reckon you could make a cake out of it.
How did foraging come into your life?
Oh, well, I was very lucky because my grandfather, when I was age 6, took me foraging for mushrooms. So, you know, he wasn't an expert. He didn't have, like, ancestral knowledge or anything about this. He just bought a book and learned a few species, but he was enthusiastic about it enough to think I might be interested, and he was right, because I think you're very lucky if you find something at age 6 that you're still fascinated by when you're age 56.
Thank you for listening to My Found Sound for April. Episodes of As the Season Turns are released on the first of each month, and Found Sounds on the middle Friday of the month. Please do like and subscribe. I'm Alice Boyd, and if you enjoyed this podcast, you might also enjoy my music. The song playing now is the instrumental for my new song, The Favourite, co-created with Jacob Norris, which we released last week. You can find The Favourite and my other songs on Spotify, Apple Music and all other major streaming platforms, or via my website www.aliceboyd.info. This episode was produced by me, with support from Catriona Bolt at Fern and sound assistance from Tom Lunn. Intro music was provided by The Breath. Thank you to Miles Irving for our conversation near Canterbury. Miles has his own podcast called World Wild, as well as a book called The Forager's Handbook. Find out more at www.worldwild.org.uk. This podcast has been created by Fern. Fern is an organic fragrance maker based in Somerset. Working with the rhythms of the seasons, they blend, barrel age, and bottle 4 fragrances a year. Each fragrance is made to order for the names on the Fern Production Ledger. To join the ledger and find out more, visit www.fern.co or visit the link in the podcast description.
Sorry forever, love, it's such a luminous